The Cook Group Incorporated plant in Ellettsville is putting a chemical into the air that the Environmental Protection Agency now says can increase your risk for cancer long term. Ethylene oxide is used to sterilize medical equipment, spices, and other things, and is responsible for higher lifetime cancer risks near industrial facilities around the country. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Feel looked into why Ellettsville residents weren't notified.
David Kirk grew up in Ellettsville, and 4 years ago, he moved into his childhood home with his wife and six-year-old daughter. He and his daughter loved to go walking in the back woodlot and look for animal tracks and fossils.
Whatever this type of fossil is, we've got all sorts of them back here. And I've always been able to find them since I was a kid, and still to this day. My daughter finds them by the plastic cup full.
But just through these woods is the Cook facility. As we get closer, you can hear the low whir of the plant competing with cicadas in the trees. Cook uses a chemical called ethylene oxide to sterilize its products. In 2016, the EPA found it was far more toxic than the agency originally thought. Long-term exposure can cause blood cancers and breast cancer in women, among other things. But even after living here for 4 years, no one told Kirk.
It seems like it was kind of swept under the rug.
The latest EPA National Air Toxics Assessment shows the likelihood of getting cancer in Ellettsville over the course of a lifetime from air pollution alone was higher than the national average in 2014. It was also higher than any other area of the state, except perhaps Cleveland Cliffs Steel Mill in Portage. And EPA work files show those levels were doubled for people like Kirk, who live closest to the plant, reaching risk levels the agency calls unacceptable. But why weren't Ellettsville residents told? And whose job was it to tell them? That's not clear. Ted Palmer recently retired from the EPA Office of Air Quality. The year the EPA updated its lifetime cancer risk map, which reflected just how toxic ethylene oxide is, it lit up with hundreds of new hotspots. Palmer says the agency worked to inform state and local partners, as well as some communities, as soon as it could.
We did everything in our power to reach out to them and tell them exactly what was going on.
Palma says the EPA doesn't have the staff to check the data at every ethylene oxide facility in the country. It's up to the states to do that and work with facilities to address those emissions. And while the Indiana Department of Environmental Management did reach out to Cook about its emissions, it didn't contact residents. But Michelle Mabson feels the EPA should take some responsibility for not coordinating with the states to make sure residents understood their risks. She's a staff scientist with the environmental group Earth Justice and previously worked as a fellow in the EPA's Office of Children's Health Protection.
That initial proactive approach should not be coming from an already burdened community.
Ellettsville residents are likely breathing cleaner air today. Cook has made several voluntary upgrades since 2019 to drastically lower its emissions. But just how little and how much it emitted in the past is less certain. Most industrial plants report their pollution themselves, and there aren't many state and federal regulators to make sure those numbers are right. Sometimes the EPA even allows companies to change their numbers after the fact. After we visited the plant, Cook asked the EPA to change its emissions numbers for every year from 2014 to 2017, saying it overreported. The EPA accepted those revisions for all but 1 year. In an email statement, EPA officials said the agency usually accepts revisions when facilities attest that they're accurate. All of this makes it hard to tell exactly how much of a risk the plant poses to people living nearby, like David Kirk. Kirk says it's too late to change what he and his parents might have been exposed to. His mom passed away from cancer in 2008.
Was it a contributing factor? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. You know, but I don't want it to be a factor anymore.
Like any parent, Kirk just wants to make sure his daughter is safe. But without communication from state and federal environmental agencies, there are few clear answers for Kirk and people living in Ellettsville. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.